this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio, brought to you by RightsRadio.com, StarPublishing.com, and StarPublications.com. That's Star with two R's, and this is your independent voice. Our topic today, printing money for their own gain. News that the Federal Reserve Bank turned an $82 billion profit by investing money at prints and then claiming pure profit on these investments made Wall Street giddy. To be accurate, the Fed doesn't physically print the money. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 authorizes the Fed to direct the Treasury to print the money. The Treasury charges the Fed 2.3 cents for each note it prints. The Fed then lends their $100 unit Federal Reserve notes, or FRN, back to the government at face value plus interest. According to a long-standing petition to dissolve the Fed, the tax payment checks you send to the IRS are endorsed on the back as, quote, pay any FRB branch or GEN period depository for credit U.S. Treasury. This is in payment of USOBLIG period, obligation obviously. The petition contends that every dime we pay in income taxes is given to the private banking families that own the Fed, tax-free. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 created a private, for-profit, central banking corporation owned by a cartel of private banks, including the former Lehman Brothers, Goldman Sachs, and the Rockefeller families of New York. The Federal Reserve is not a federal agency, has no reserves, and doesn't pay taxes. In fact, the Fed is the only for-profit corporation that is exempt from both federal and state taxes. The Fed takes in about $1 trillion per year tax-free. Allegedly, banking families that own the Fed get all that money. Quote, to add insult to injury, the government has to create a bond for $1 million as security for the loan. Despite the money printing machine, or because of it, one honest Fed chairman admitted on March 22, 2011, that the U.S. government is on the verge of insolvency. What does insolvency mean? Well, if nobody will take your checks anymore, you're insolvent. $1 trillion of mortgage debt is underwater, but homeowners can't print money to erase their pain, and they're definitely not giddy about their gains. All 50 state attorney generals are pushing for a foreclosure abuse settlement that could cost mortgage servicing banks $20 billion or more. I'm betting the Fed will refund their money. A substantial amount will be earmarked to reduce principal owed by a homeowner facing foreclosure. The question is, which category of borrowers? What about underwater borrowers who have a job, paid on time, and honored their obligations? Tough luck. The criteria for proving that you deserve a reduction in principal is nearly impossible to meet. One married couple that applied has a combined income of roughly $60,000. Both have stable jobs, have no other debt to speak of, but are underwater on their mortgage. Their bank has subjected them to paper submission torture several times over. Depending on the submission, either they earn too much or too little, owe too much or not enough. They've given up and hope for a short sale. Your chances for a principal or interest reduction are relatively bleak if you continue to pay the mortgage you can't afford. However, if you jumped at a Bank of America or Wells Fargo offer to stop paying your mortgage in order to qualify for the reduction, and then they reject you, you'll lose your home even faster. Bank of America states that more than 800,000 mortgages were modified in the last 3 years. And what about the millions of underwater mortgages that were not modified? The modification program created by the Obama administration, HAMP or H-A-M-P, helped far fewer borrowers than planned. Republicans in the House of Representatives voted to kill the program in mid-March. Bank of America is getting richer by the billions. Mr. Moynihan, Bank of America, said his company had the power to earn $35 billion to $40 billion a year. Do you think homeowners with underwater mortgages should receive more help from the banks, even if they can continue to pay? We welcome your thoughts. Meanwhile, pressure is brewing for the first audit of the Fed, how they play and pay with our money. And there are congressional bills afloat to dissolve the Federal Reserve Bank. This is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Bye-bye.